I am.
Hi, this is Keith, your host, and welcome back to the Retro Radio Podcast.
Oh, he's such a wonderful man and a model husband.
Merry Christmas from me and the Retrobots.
David, Tom,
and Jill.
And give my regards to the children.
Thanks for visiting the place where it's always family-friendly and always good, clean fun.
As it? Well, that proves a lot.
Visit us on the web
at retro-otr.com.
He must be raving mad.
Leave us a comment or email.
I ain't saying yes and I ain't saying no.
Well, what are you saying?
I ain't saying.
Well, we would love to hear from you.
Come on, Dennis, let's go into the studio. We got a program to do.
Hey everybody, this is your host Keith once again with another Retro Radio Podcast. Today, we're going to have a Christmas special.
Today's feature is from Burns and Allen.
Santa and the Wicked Witch,
December 23rd, 1941.
First, here's a classic from Art Looney, I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas.
I broke my bat on Johnny's head, somebody snitched on me. I hit a frog in sister's bed. Oh. Somebody snitched on me.
Oh, the buck. Oh.
I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair. Somebody snitched on me.
Next year we'll be going straight. Next year we'll be good, just wait. We'll start now, but it's too late. Somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Anyway, this play will go on immediately after the next number.
Could it be Christmas without Rudolph? Here's Gene Autry.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer. Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Now for our featured presentation.
Hello, are you there? Well, we're here, and we've got Everyday Order with us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8
ways better than Swan soap. Yes, sir. Meagre Brothers. Company, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's 8 ways better than old style floating soaps, presents Paul Whiteman. The Swanee announcer, Bill Goodwin. Our singer, Jimmy Cash. George Burns and Gracie Allen. The new Burns and Allen show. And now we take you to their home the night before Christmas. The tree has been decorated and George has gone to bed. Only Gracie and Herman, their little duck, are still downstairs in front of the fireplace.
Now, Herman, it's 11 o'clock and it's time all good little ducks were fast asleep. You go right to sleep. Well, all right. I'll tell you a bedtime story. Then will you go to sleep? Now, once upon a time, there was a little girl. She was very, very beautiful and very, very smart, and her name was Gracie. Well, one day she put on her red dress that she bought at Madison and took a shortcut through the woods to visit her grandmother. And on the way, she met a valiant prince. The valiant prince. He was awful strong and handsome like your daddy, George. All right, he was awful strong. All right, so he was awful like your daddy. But when she got to her grandmother's, the wicked witch... The wicked witch. Oh. Remember the night we went to the movies and saw Edna May Oliver? That's right. Anyway, the Wicked Witch ate up little Gracie's grandmother and went to bed without even washing the dishes. Yeah, she was very untidy. So they lived happily ever after, not go to sleep. No, Herman, you're not going to get a double feature. And if you're a good little duck, your mama will take you way up to the North Pole to see Santa Claus. And the North Pole is way, 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 well, it's so far that you couldn't even get up there without a magic carpet. Well, he finally fell asleep. Oh, I'm getting sleepy myself. Oh, Ted Herman, Santa Claus, North Pole, magic carpet. Santa Claus. Santa's workshop. Hold on, Herman. Oh, my goodness. I'll have to get the brakes on this carpet rewoven. Gee, it's quiet up here. Where's Santa Claus?
Here I am.
You crying? You can't be Santa Claus.
Oh, sure I am, Gracie. I'm Kris Kringle in the flesh.
Oh, well, why are you crying? Did you forget to write yourself a letter?
No, the Wicked Witch stole all my Christmas toys. And now I won't have any presents to give to the good little boys and girls who brush their teeth. Or their feathers. In a wax, crazy Christmas will be a flop over.
Don't cry, Santa Claus. Be brave and strong like I am. Oh, imagine no presents for all little kitties. Our ducks.
Here comes Aladdin.
Oh, Aladdin, good. All he's got to do is rub his magic lamp, and then he'll get us out of all this trouble.
Santa, listen, I'm in a terrible mess. Hello, Gracie.
Hello, Al.
Listen, Santa, the Wicked Witch stole my lamp. She cast a spell and made herself look like Lana Turner. Then she offered to hold the lamp while I kissed her.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, that isn't the worst of it. When she got the lamp, she broke the spell. You should see the difference between what I started to kiss and what I got through kissing.
Oh, poor Aladdin. So the Wicked Witch tricked you and stole your magic lamp?
Yes, Santa. And what a lamp. All you had to do was wish for anything you want and rub it.
Yeah.
And out came Swan Soap.
No genie.
Genie? Who wants a genie when you can get Swan? Why, Swan is a brand new white floating soap that's 8 ways better than old style floating soap.
If you rubbed the lamp and got Swan soap, what would you get if you rubbed the soap?
Suds, suds, and more suds. Why, Swan gives loads of rich, creamy suds. And twice as fast, too, even in the hardest water. That's why Swan is not only great for washing the dishes, but it's also swell for hankies and hose and lingerie.
Lingerie? What's that?
Well, come here, Santa.
A wheelie? Well, here we wear wet flannels.
Yes, and Swan wears a green wrapper with a white swan on her butt.
Hey there, whose magic carpet is that parked outside in front of the fire club?
Well, it's mine, officer.
Well, you're such a devoted, and I'd be giving you a ticket.
Aha! And would a big, handsome lad like yourself, all decked out in a nice blue uniform, be after giving a little Irish Italian a ticket?
That lady will do you no good. I'm an Eskimo.
Come, Herman, we're going.
Ah!
Well, we've got to get Santa's toys back. And Santa Claus, when I find the Wicked Witch, I'll send Herman back here. You jump on his back and fly to the castle.
Oh, I'm too heavy. It's impossible for me to fly on a widow duck's back.
Oh, nothing's impossible for a man who can be at the May Company and Bullocks at the same time. Come on, Herman. The magic carpet is waiting. Well, how far my magic carpet? Where is it hurry?
Thanks, lady. Well, I'm certainly glad you came along. What was that just passed us?
Oh, a couple of those high school kids on a piece of linoleum.
Darn those jalopies. Who am I? I'm the bravest man in the world.
Why, Errol Flynn. What happened to your face?
That's not my name. I'm Prince Valiant.
Oh, aren't you? I'm Gracie.
I'm the world's greatest hero. I fear no man. I fear no beast. Take him away. Take him away. Help! Help!
Oh, he won't hurt you. That's just my little job.
Oh.
Herman, stick your wing out. I'm going to make a turn. Silence, silence. There's something very familiar about your face. Were you ever in Bordeaux?
I still am. I just finished a split week at Lowe's North Pole. Well, I'm thinking about a new act, and I'm looking for a leading lady. Maybe you'd like to support me.
You know, there's something familiar about that, too.
I guess I should have stayed on the iceberg.
Well, I better land and find out where I am.
Oh, look. Here comes a little boy down the road.
Well...
Hello. I'm very hungry. Have you some pepper I can sing for?
What's your name?
Little Tommy Tucker.
Oh. Well, here, have a Swiss cheese sandwich. You can eat it and sing through the holes at the same time.
Thanks.
Supper every night?
Yes, but the Wicked Witch will cut off one of my legs.
Oh, she wouldn't do that.
No, she only says that to scare me. Well, I've got to be hopping along.
Well, goodbye. Come on, Herman, we've got to find that Wicked Witch. Oh, I'll tell that Wicked Witch a thing or two, believe me. You just wait till I see that Wicked Witch.
Oh, you would like to see the Wicked Witch. Eh? Me guileless one.
Oh, hello. Nice day, isn't it?
Beastly. But I'm hoping it will cloud up. Before she realized that I'm the Wicked Witch in the flesh. What there is of it.
Well... I'll see you later, Gracie.
Do you live around here?
Who knows where I live? One day a lonely castle in the hills, the next a crowded city street, today a villa by the sea, tomorrow a mountain retreat.
Now, how do you do it? We've been trying to break our lease for months.
I've had enough of this shilly-shallying, me girl.
Do you know, you look exactly like someone I've seen in the movies. Now, let me see.
Well, is it Annie Sheridan, or are we going to argue about it?
Sheridan? Oh, no, I'm not that silly. Oh, I know who it was. Shirley Temple.
Don't be fantastic. There's a good 20 years difference between us. You bad ones, too.
Well, it's been awfully nice meeting you, but I really must be going.
Wait! You're looking for the Wicked Witch, eh? And just what do you want to see her for?
Well, because I've got to get Santa's toys back.
Oh, I see. You know what the Wicked Witch will do to you? She will transform you into a pain, racked mass of quivering flesh. Then wring your pretty neck and toss your body to the Bershans.
Oh, how you're sweet. Well, you shouldn't worry about me. In fact, I'm a little worried about you.
About me? Why, may I
Well, you're all alone out here in the woods, and there might be some men hanging around.
A man where?
Don't suppose you could direct me to the castle of the Wicked Witch?
Just straight ahead. You can't miss it. The walls are made of from bones of skeletons, and the corridors are decorated with human skulls.
Oh, I couldn't live in a house like that.
Why not?
No barbecue pits. Well, thanks anyway.
You're quite welcome. Does she know that I have given her the wrong direction? The treacherous swamps lie in her path. Those swamps have killed hundreds of men. Darn it.
Well, goodbye. Come on, little ducky.
My, what a cute little duck.
Oh, yes, he's just like my own son. His name is Herman.
Oh, indeed. Little does she know that tonight I shall dine on roast Long Island Herman. Goodbye.
She's gone. She's disappeared. Come, Herman. We've got to find... Herman? Where's Herman? Herman! Herman!
Gracie, are you still in trouble? Can I come back?
Oh, valiant prince. Herman is missing. He must have been ducknapped.
Ducknapped? Then the woman you were talking to must have been the Wicked Witch herself.
Well, how do you like that? And she talks just like a basket girl.
Look, there's a duck feather.
Oh, and there's another one. Herman must be pulling out his tail feathers to leave a trail. Well, now we can find the Wicked Witch's castle. Come on, let's go.
Look, there's another feather.
Oh, I hope poor Herman isn't catching cold. Oh, look, he's got a blimp up there.
Hello, kids.
That's no blimp. That's Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall.
Oh, gee, isn't he big and round? He must be at least 65 cents a dozen.
Say, Humpty Dumpty, we're looking for the Wicked Witch. Will you come and help us?
I will, just as soon as I finish eating.
Well, when will you be through?
That's funny. Somebody asked me that same question 20 years ago.
Didn't you ever do anything else but eat?
I don't know. When I get home, I'll look in the diary.
Oh, please help us, Humpty Dumpty. The Wicked Witch stole all of Santa's toys.
Oh, then I'll go with you. And I'll take along this spaghetti to tie her up.
Gosh, you don't need that much spaghetti.
Don't worry, it won't go to waste.
Oh.
Well, I'll call all my eggs together. Wait, I'm going to blow on this lamb chop.
Oh, what do you think of that? He blew the paper panties right off the chop.
All right, Ed, we're off to get the witch. Keep your sunny sides up.
We're off to get the witch. We're off to get the witch. I hold the chariot. We're off to get the witch. We're hunting for the witch.
Thank you.
in the witch's castle.
Well, what happened to Humpty Dumpty and his gang? My, how those eggs scrambled.
Well, don't worry, Gracie. The Valiant Prince will protect you. I'm not afraid.
How do your legs feel?
My legs? Fine.
Then I'll put you down. Oh, look! Herman's tail feathers lead right up to the steps. Wasn't it smart of him to leave a trail for us? If we get the toys back, he'll be a hero.
It'll certainly put a feather in his cap.
Oh, that's not where he needs them.
What a ghastly looking castle.
Oh, wait. Here's one more of Herman's feathers. I'll pick it up and save it for him. Oh, he hasn't dropped this one yet. Oh, my, I'm glad to see you, Herman. Now, quick, you fly to the North Pole and bring back Santa Claus. Oh, and Herman, don't fly backwards. You'll catch cold.
Well, we're going in to get the Wicked Witch. I better knock on the door. Oh, she's gone. Come on, let's go.
No, no, no. Take that and send her out now.
Oh, it's a skeleton.
Sí, soy esqueleto y tengo mucho gusto de verlos por aquí.
My goodness, Mr. Skeleton. You shouldn't walk around that way. You'll catch a death cold. You want to get goose pimples?
On me, they would not show. I am the witch's butler. Come in.
Oh, poor man. That witch must be a slave driver. Look, he's worked his fingers and everything else to the bone.
Oh, no, senorita. The work here is very easy.
Then how did you become a skeleton?
I was a heavy loser in a street poker game.
Well, come on, Gracie. The witch isn't home, I hope.
Ah, she is expecting you. Step right into the torture chamber and make yourselves comfortable.
Well, will we have to wait long to see the witch?
Oh, no. She just arrived. She is outside tying up her back.
Oh, was she on one?
Senorita, while you are waiting, Senor Prince, would you like an arsenic and soda or a beer?
I'll have a beer.
Fine. Little does he know that the beer is spelled B-I-E-R.
Oh, my, what an adorable torture room. I'll bet she subscribes to the Witch's Home Journal.
Gracie.
Who is it?
It's the lad. I sneaked in here and got my magic lamp back. And I'm hiding in this tub of boiling oil.
Oh, just keep cool.
Well, don't worry. If there's any way to escape, the Valiant Prince will find it.
Come back from that door.
Well, it was locked anyway.
You know, the witch is not much of a hostess. She's forgotten all about it.
Forgotten you? Not at all, my pretty.
Oh, there you are. Miss Witch, I'd like you to meet my friend, Prince Valiant.
Yes, I saw him once before at a distance, and it's still a shock.
Well, we've come to get Santa Claus's toys back. May we have them?
Patience, my pet. At the moment, I have other plans for you.
Really?
Oh, quite. For the next hour, I will twist the hair down the back of your neck. I will pluck the hot mud on your face. I will pluck your eyebrows out one by one.
Oh, what do you charge for a manicure? I always pay cash.
Ah, I'll break your spirit yet. Perhaps it would be better to torture Prince Valiant first and show you how nasty I can be.
No, no. Please don't hurt me.
I will summon me ugly slave.
Yes, your wickedness.
Put Prince Valiant on the stretching machine. Now watch closely, Gracie, while we stretch his body inch by inch.
Come on, come on.
Aladdin, rub the magic lamp and get some help.
I am rubbing it, but all I'm getting is swan soap.
Swan soap? What's that?
What's that? Why, only the first really new white floating soap since the gay 90s, that's all. Why, swan is 8 ways better than old-fashioned floating soap.
Aladdin, will you rub the lamp and get some help?
In a minute. Look, witch. Witch, see how white swan is?
Why, how good it smells. Come, Kraskin. Turn the screws.
Aladdin, will you rub the lamp? She's going to spread.
In a minute. Swan is pure and aboard a cast eel coat. Just grand for bathing the baby. It's so easy on your hands when you wash dishes.
Aladdin, hurry, they're going to break me in two.
They are. Swan is really a twin bar. Break it in two.
Break it in two.
And use one half in the kitchen and the other half in your bathroom for your tub or shower.
Rub the lamp.
Don't forget, Witchy, the swan comes in a green wrapper with a white swan on the front.
Help!
Awful noisy in here, don't you think? Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love some, Miss Witch.
Come, let's go into my parlor, little fly. That Prince Valiant is really carrying on.
Oh, probably growing pains.
Yeah. Can I pour the tea?
Please. Oh, my. There's nothing like a cup of good hot tea. Don't you think so?
You know, you're a most unusual person, Gracie. I may call you Gracie, may I not?
Well, of course,
Gwendolyn.
Oh, of course, Gwen.
As I was saying, you're a most unusual person. You make me feel a little ashamed of myself.
Knew you had a good side, Queen. I always say that there's so much worse in the bad of us and so much least in the good of us that it ill best of a hoover's lips to say anything. That's what I always say.
Yeah. And somebody understands you?
Oh, yes. But tell me, how did you become such a wicked person?
Naturally, a man was the cause of it all, my dear. What else can make a woman's heart feel as though it was hers? And alternately give her goose flesh and fever.
Well, speaking personally, a Welsh rabbit.
Perhaps. But I shall tell you, Miss Torrey, it begins some years ago at the turn of the century.
Which century?
We won't go into that. It was then that Christopher came into my life. Presently, the whole town was talking of Gwendolyn and Christopher.
Yes, yes, go on.
What a man. He was like Tyrone Power, and just enough wise mother to make him interesting. Enter!
Pardon my rattling, Senorita Witch, but there is a man outside to see you. He is wearing a red suit and a white beard.
Oh, it's Santa Claus! Come in, Santa!
Oh, Whitey, I got you.
Gwendolyn! Christopher Kringle! You came back to me!
What a dream, girl.
The love of my life. Here's your bag of toys.
Now I can make me Christmas delivery.
And I'll go with you and help spread the joy.
Oh, and now all the kiddies will have a Merry Christmas after all. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, the dinosaurs, I almost forgot them.
Wake up!
Oh, my goodness, George. Oh, I've been asleep. I've just had the most wonderful dream. Gee, you look short.
Well, come on, let's go up. It's 1 o'clock.
Herman is still asleep. You'll wake him up.
Well, give him to me. I'll carry him up.
For appearing with us tonight, and in behalf of the entire cast and our sponsor, the makers of Swan, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
And that goes double for me.
Oh, and triple for Herman. Good night.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Right now, it's time for us to walk up the steps to the front porch. I've got to turn to you and say, good night, mister. We had a swell time, didn't we?